Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis Shir, number 467. We're talking now about dealing with doubts. It's so important. We discovered, basically, that most people have blockages that prevent them from developing a loving relationship. And what happens often is they have doubts about their relationship. And they keep fantasizing about what would have been or what could be if they would find somebody else that would be more compatible to them. This is the opposite of Ezu Asher HaSamech B'chelkai, that who is rich, the one who is happy in his lot, so we fall into that trap. But nevertheless, most people understand and they admit they don't want to end their current marriage. But this notion persists in their mind. In many cases, what happens is they expend so much energy fantasizing or trying to escape. And if they would use that very energy, even though it's less fun, but they would use that energy focusing inward to build the relationship, their marriage would be 10 times better than it is now. So clearly, when you create a healthy family filled with love and devotion, that will only occur if a husband and wife are fully dedicated to each other, fully willing and committed to work together to achieve that goal to become unified, even if there's bumps in the road. And if you constantly ask yourself, is your marriage right for you, not right for you, yes, no, then the entire foundation of the relationship becomes very, very fragile. And it's very difficult to attain a deep, meaningful relationship if you're always doubting the foundations of the relationship itself. The Torah once on Matzah or Yemaitzah, when they asked in Marava, they used to ask, did you find a good wife, Matzah Isha, Matzah Taif, versus not in the negative way, Maitzah Nies, Isha Marmav. There's a couple explanations. One of the main explanations is that a good woman, it's the same woman, it's the same wife. But when you look at the point of Matzah, where it says Matzah Isha Matzah Taif by the good woman, Matzah means it's past. I found her. This is her, this is my wife, period. Once you resign that in your head and you know this is your wife, then Matzah Taif, you'll find the good. You'll find and be able to develop and see the inner neshama of your wife and bring it out. But Matzah Isha, but if you can't see Matzah's present, you can't see looking, you can't see finding, maybe yes, maybe not, maybe this is, maybe this isn't, then it's Marmimov, it's bitter, more bitter than death. Why? Because of the doubts, because you place it on a current state. I'm still looking. Is this mine, not mine? And again, people get into this warped notion. It's not my zivik. When things don't go well, they paskin, it's not their zivik, which is the biggest ridiculous thing in the world. And this is the inyan, by the way, by Shaiftim, where it says, Tamim tiyem Hashem alekecha. You serve Hashem with a purity of heart. Hashem will sort everything out. Which means like this, that it's, if taka there is severe issues, like we talked about before, the abuse issues, other types of issues like that, you ask an outside third party, a mentor, a rav, someone that's an expert and sees that you may need outside intervention in the marriage, and sometimes a marriage has to end because there is a toxic issue going on there. But if you consulted that outside party and they basically say it's not that, it's just that you have flaws that you have to work on, which is Baruch Hashem 90% plus of us, then this concept of constantly analyzing it is, it isn't, yes and no, is really counterproductive, and that's that Tzasi Yetzirah. Because the bottom line, Hashem says, it's not your business. If, like we said many times, it could be your mamash zivig min hashamayim, Hashem chose this one for you, you're supposed to click, but if you behave badly, it's going to go down south. And if it's technically not whatever that's supposed to mean in shamayim, but if you behave well, and you serve Hashem with the tmimis, and you do things with your good midas taivis, like a Jew is supposed to act, Hashem will give you a tremendous amount of bracha, and bracha and blessing, and sipak nefesh and satisfaction, even with this particular person that may upstairs, you may, whatever it is. This is one of the biggest tactics of the Yetzirah, to put doubts. But the bottom line is, there are patterns in couples that have these feelings. Sometimes it is true, parents mishandle their shidduch. They had the Chassan and Kala themselves had reservations about their future marriage partners and were too timid or shy to express their concern. I've seen that. It's very painful where they say, oh, if I would have had my right mind, if I wouldn't have been pressured, I wouldn't have gone into it. That's very painful, which is a lesson, by the way, that parents should never underestimate the feelings that may accompany such children through their marriages. And it's very important to take their concerns seriously. Now that it already happened, it's very important for the children who are married to work through this and to say, bottom line is, it's a good person, someone that I can make a relationship with. I can make it work. It's min hashamayim. Doesn't make the right for the parents to pressure them into it, but they could make the most of it and bring out the best. And that's a lot of times that happens, that from the very negativity comes the greatest positive thing. And because that's that, when you do that and you finally have that acceptance, then you'll have a beautiful, happy marriage once you work hard on it. But if you disregard it, then they'll be they want to make their parents miserable. You see, I told you so. You pushed me into this. But that's not productive. If it's a healthy, normal, good person, even though you were pushed a little bit into it or a lot into it, and you say to yourself, bottom line is, now it is, and I'm going to do the best with it. Very, very often, this transforms into the most beautiful, beautiful marriages. So therefore, it's very important that these feelings, these hurt feelings, one needs to work through. And ask yourself, you know, do you really want to blow up this marriage because you were pushed a little bit into it or a lot into it? You look deeply into it and you see that your wife, your husband has very good points, good things to work on, to build on. And a lot is your own choice in working with each other, going to courses, getting hadracha, working on yourselves, and you can live and thrive together. Kamat, there's many, many wise men said this, that if you work on your midos properly, it's kamat almost all the time. Almost every marriage could work, no matter how different the personalities are or were or is. If you both work on your character, you can change positive and negative energy into positive energy. And you could activate happiness and harmony in your shalom bayis, no matter what it was before. And even if there is a negative midah in your husband or in your wife, you can make a decision. Why just focus on that bad midah that will just ruin my outlook in life and give up and be negative and bitter? Or I could focus on all those other positive traits that your husband and wife surely does have and build on that. It's a choice. Ultimately, it's a choice. You have to wrestle with your emotions somewhat, and after a while, you make that choice. And holding on to your bitter feelings may make you feel better in the short term, but will have a major negative influence on you in the long term. Staying with hurt feelings will hold you back from developing a good marriage for life. Or chas v'shalom, to lead to divorce and a price that's very, very steep. And why? No reason for it in many, many cases. When you make that decision, I'm going to make the best of it, and I'm going to help, and your wife or husband is willing to try as well, and you work through things, you come out on the other side with a very deep, loving relationship. So that's one aspect of, very often in marriages, to deal with doubts. Another aspect that's very important is how to deal with jealousy, kinna. Not an easy thing. It's never a healthy trait. Either kinna seifrim, that's a different story about how you are jealous because of some ideals. But jealousy is very, very dangerous and hurtful and damaging. And in a marital relationship, it is devastating. You know, when you envy, for example, physical beauty that's not in your spouse, that's in somebody else, or charisma, in another man that your husband doesn't have, or money, or so on, anything of anyone that's not your spouse. Now, besides the Torah standpoint of the jealousy aspects, and Pirkei Avos that Tekinah removes someone from the world, and it's very hurtful, in a practical level, it's a very, very harmful thing. Very often, by the way, it's a delusion. It's mamash a delusion. Because very often, especially now with social media, people prop up things, and on the streets, you know, people are envious of other couples' attractiveness, other couples' appearance, and it's very likely that your spouse is no less attractive, and you still have affections for someone else outside your marriage. Why? Mayim genuvim yimtaku. Stolen waters are sweet. Pasuk Mishlei Perek Tes Pasuk Yedzayin. So your spouse and someone else may have similar features, but if it's usser, once it's usser, it tastes sweeter. Rav Avigdor Miller, it's funny. It's just interesting, Rav Avigdor Miller in general, you know, the way he acknowledged good-looking, yes, someone's good-looking, he acknowledged that. But it's very funny the way he said it. And he knows this from experience. You know, he had over half a century of experience. And basically, he said, you know, you couples are very strange. You know, you're complaining about your wife. She doesn't put on makeup enough, or she doesn't look this nice enough, that nice enough. Right? Look at that other wife. She puts herself together while your wife doesn't, and all that. In the meantime, that other guy is looking at you and your wife on the street and saying how your wife looks nice. Everyone looks at the other one. Grass is always greener on the other side. Not always like this, but very often this is true. So, and even if someone possesses qualities that you wish your wife would or husband would possess, what's the point of being envious? If only I married that person, I would be much happier. Not true. Very often, not necessarily true at all. Because a successful marriage is a consequence of many, many factors. Most of it is hard work, by the way. That's the secret that people don't like to hear about, because it's not romantic and it's not fun. And it's not, you know, it's common sense, but it's not geschmack to people. Hard work. Hard work determines what a successful marriage is like. And your viewpoint of how much you find appealing in your husband or in your wife depends on your hard work in searching out their good points. But life is far too difficult, more difficult than it appears on the surface. And you see one particular or a few features that someone else has, a husband or wife of somebody else that your own spouse doesn't have, and it gets you thrown into some type of a spiral downward. Very, very delusional. No one knows what's happening behind closed doors. From the outside, people appear happy that others admire their marriage, envy their marriage. And it's a myth. Very often it's a myth. Sometimes it comes out later, oh, they're getting divorced, and you're in shock. Oh, they were the couple, like, wow, I thought they would never. Whatever the way they talk to each other, and with respect and with love, and how could this happen? But you see, it happens, it happens. And perhaps the pleasure of fulfillment in your own marriage outweighs theirs, and you don't even know it. Because you always, everyone's not satisfied with their own things. We have to learn how to combat this. We have to learn to work on this, and Beis Hashem will continue talking about this in the upcoming Shir.